What's going on, everyone? It's your boy Lee, and this is Lee Green on the air. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey issued a stay-at-home order effective starting tomorrow, actually, April 5th through the 30th at 5 p.m., with the exception of essential activities. Because of the deaths are rising rapidly in Alabama due to the coronavirus, I'm going to play a clip right here of Kay Ivey, you know, issuing the order.
Alabama is seeing an increasing number of positive tests every day, with over 160 new positives yesterday, and likely a greater number today. At least 34 people have died, including someone as young as 33 years of age. Our expected surge in hospitalization will occur in about 2 or 3 weeks. And those patients are the ones who will become infected in the next few days. So folks, we need to extend our health orders now. Over 200 of Alabama's healthcare workers are already infected, and those people will be unable to work in the next couple of weeks since they will be isolated at home. We now have outbreaks in multiple nursing homes in our state, which have led to deaths of several residents. And today, I am convinced that our previous efforts to limit social interaction and reduce the chances of spreading this virus have not been enough. And that's why we are taking this more drastic step. The people of Alabama know some of what we've already been doing in an attempt to prevent the spread of COVID-19. We closed our schools, extended the spring break in hopes that would be a good start. We issued social distancing guidelines and urged the people to practice good, sound hygiene and reduce the number of people who could gather in one place at a time. When the college students couldn't stay away from each other, we shut the beaches down long before any of our other sister Gulf states did so or even considered doing so. We also closed restaurants statewide, leaving only takeout and delivery a full 3 days before Alabama reported our first death on March the 25th. My friends, I remind you of all this because Dr. Harris and I have tried to do everything we knew to do to keep from having to take this strong measure. But late yesterday afternoon, it became obvious that more has to be done. The United States now has twice as many cases as any other country, and 1/4 of all the cases worldwide. For each of the last 2 days, the United States has had over 1,000 deaths, which is twice the number of flu deaths the United States usually experiences in a day. And folks, April stands to be very tough and potentially very deadly, a very deadly month for our state. I can't say this any more clearly. The COVID-19 is an imminent threat to our way of life, and you need to understand that we are past urging people to stay at home. It is now the law. As with all orders like this, there are a few exceptions. You can still go out and get your groceries and your medicines. You're encouraged to still order takeout food from your favorite restaurant. But the stores will be required to institute more stringent rules to keep a safer number of customers from shopping at any one time. And if they don't, there will be consequences. Naturally, there are still some people, and many companies, agencies, and departments who are considered essential to the flow of commerce and public safety. This is all outlined in my new order. My friends, staying at home is for your own good. It's also for the well-being of those you love. And let's be honest, while the initial focus of this disease was intended to urge people like me, folks who are over 65 and have a pre-existing health condition, to stay at home. The fact is, however, that the median age of those being impacted by COVID-19 is now 49. No one is immune from this. It's not even safe to go to our places of worship and congregate as we are so used to doing, even at this holy time of the year. My fellow Alabamians, I plead with you, I urge you in the strongest way possible. We've got to take this order deadly serious. Otherwise, it is a fact that more people will die. And if you're looking forward to this summer for time to go walk on the sandy shores and visit our beach or visit the lake, we need to take this action today. If you want to be healthy this summer to do that, we need to take this action today. And if you're eager for a fall football season coming up, well, what we are doing today gives us a better chance to be able to do that as well.
So you heard what the governor says about it. So even I urge everyone to actually, you know, take this serious, because if we don't, then we're all going to die. And we don't want anything else bad happens. So you heard from me, folks. Thank you for tuning in to Lee Green on Air, and I'll see you in the next episode.